Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's not something you really have a choice in.
What's that?
With most other gift-giving situations, there is social pressure.
Yeah.
But if you really wanted to, you could stiff your friends and family.
No obligation.
Yeah, even your kids, right? These people, in this situation, you cannot stiff.
So you got to step up.
Well, Tommy, drawing a line here could destroy your reputation.
Yeah, especially if you're the new guy in.
It could have people not having your back.
Yeah.
And it's not that crazy to think this could have a negative effect on your paycheck.
Oh.
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into it. Late last week, we got an Instagram message from a gentleman named Jesse. And Jesse wrote us, quote, "Break room holiday advice. I have a new job, 7 months in. And people are dropping gifts off on my desk when I'm not around. WTF does a guy do here? Certainly, I am not in the position to buy gifts for all of these people. But then I get crippling guilt." And he goes on from there.
Okay.
But you get the idea.
So he's getting like multiple gifts from people.
It sounds like everyone got him a gift.
Right? Does everybody gift everybody?
So I don't have that information. And maybe Jesse doesn't know because he's still new to where he's working here. So he's got 7 gifts, which we would assume are from 7 different coworkers.
All right. So depending on the level of gift, you got to match that.
Yeah.
You would think so.
Right. If every gift is $100.
Well, nobody's getting $100.
Because we all have like those coworkers that they'll buy like a little gift for everybody. Like they don't want anybody to
feel out.
So it might not be anything necessarily expensive, but they still went out of their way to do it.
Right. He says here, and I quote, "I'm certainly not in the position to buy gifts for all these
So it sounds like he's looking at bank that he ain't got.
Well, even if it's $10, that's $70.
It's still spending a lot in the end.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. What do you do here?
You got to step up. If you're the new guy, you don't want to be known for that, because that will stay with you for your entire career. You're going to be known as Chintz, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, look what happened with you.
What I do?
I mean, you're known as Chintz.
I step up all the time.
What are you talking about? You didn't get gifts for anybody until Kimmy showed up.
Well, she was nice to me.
No, you threw gifts on the ground, from what I hear.
Yeah, people would buy you gifts.
Yeah, you're the first producer co-host I've ever bought.
Oh, look at that. Nice catch. Quiet, the producer is talking.
Executive producer that I've ever purchased a gift for.
Really? Yeah. You never got anything for anybody in the past?
No.
Of all the people you worked with?
You hear them shows?
I'm just surprised. Because I know people have done stuff for you.
Wait, don't look at me. I got people stuff.
What the hell did you ever get anybody?
I've done other shows.
You got me a cup.
Yes, you made fun of me for it. I had no money. I went and got a laser engraved Break Room Buddies cup for all you guys.
You're such a dick.
See, that's what I'm saying. I got gifts for people.
He was probably so excited to give that to you at the time.
I was.
That was the best part.
You're so angry.
So you sit for you to sit here and be like, oh, you got to step up. Yeah, it's a little out of your character.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, you don't want to be known as that guy. And that will stay with you for your entire career.
Kimmy, does he have a choice here?
You got to do a little something. I mean, you got to show, like, I don't think you can, like, come empty-handed.
You got to match. You got to match.
I don't know if you have to. You are the new guy, right? New person.
All right, so okay, by the way, I just want to, I've got an update because Jesse just wrote me right now, the guy who wrote this message. He says, we're now up to 9, and he sent the photo of one of the gifts. It's a Lindor chocolate box. So that's, okay. What, 10, 20 bucks?
Wait,
so yeah, I mean.
18 pieces of Lindor chocolate.
Oh, that can't be. It's $18?
Bro, do you know how expensive chocolate is right now?
It's not cheap. If they're doing it for everybody, like I said.
So he's got to, he's got to spend 20 ahead.
So that's, right now you're at $180. Bro, who's got that right now? Who's got an extra $180?
Oh, Jesse.
Hold on. All right. So you agree with Tommy that he has to do something here?
I think, like I said, even if it's something small, you still have to, you have to come with something to hand to somebody.
I think
you got to
be equal. You can't go below a chocolate bar.
It's a box of chocolates, you dick.
I got it. A box of chocolate.
No, there's a difference between a chocolate bar and a box of high-end Lindor chocolate.
Lindor.
Kimmy, can you Google what an 18-piece Lindor chocolate costs?
You think it's $20?
I would guess, but I'm going to say between 10 and 20. I don't see any big swath.
Okay. But you have to agree with me. If you're going to do it, you have to match the gift. You can't come in lower than the gift you got.
I mean, you are the new guy.
Because you already know what you got. Because you can't say, well, I didn't know what you were getting me. You already got yours, okay. So you have to go out and do right.
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
What?
But at the same time, you're new. You didn't know this was coming. I do think you maybe the first year have the ability to be like, I didn't.
I don't know, man.
What can you do to cut down on the cost? Because I don't think that spending $180 is prudent when it just gets dropped in your lap 10 days before Christmas.
Well, I mean, you could. Where do you shop cheap? Very expensive, like you said. To go to Aldi's and get like lower end chocolate bar. It has a European name, but not the same. Yeah, it's a Munich chocolate bar. It's really good.
German chocolate is good, stupid. They're known for their chocolate.
Yeah, see? Try a Munich chocolate bar.
That's why the fat kid from Willy Wonka was German, sticking his hand in the thing. All right, Kimmy, what do we got for Lindor?
It looks like it's anywhere from like 10 to 15 bucks.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, so you're at $100 for everybody.
That's a lot of money right now.
It's not a lot of money. I mean, you're buying for 10 people.
No.
That's not a lot.
Here's
of
what
it.
You're not. I'm sorry, Kimmy. I don't mean to
That's
cut
okay.
you What you're not considering,
right.
This is $100 out of nowhere.
You're on top it on your plastic.
On top of the most expensive time of year. Maybe he ain't got room on the plastic.
There's always room on the plastic. There's ways.
No. Bro, you took out a second mortgage to drink. You should not be giving out financial advice about using credit.
But listen to me. There are ways of grabbing cash.
Kimmy, I'm sorry. You were saying.
You know where you kind of luck out if you are somebody who has like a skill or hobby where you can make something for people.
Okay. Got
because
homemade crap.
Despite the cost, people are going to appreciate, I guess, the time you put into it.
Thumbs down.
Man, people
yeah,
make
but,
you
but
something.
But you can't say anything. If somebody makes you something.
But it
like,
looks like you made it.
Okay, but they still like put the time and effort in.
Like, what are you going to make me that I would want? Nothing.
I don't know.
It's not about who knows if Jesse wanted Lindor chocolates. Who wants nobody actually eats Lindor chocolate.
They're probably delicious.
Anyway, I who knows? Nobody's ever eaten them before.
But European stuff.
Like for instance,
that's not what I heard. I heard German chocolate sucks a second ago.
Somebody made you that Breaker Room Champions coffee mug thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like good, that, but that like, looks professional. Yeah,
but see, like that's what I mean. Like if you can make something like that and get away with like giving everything like that to coworkers, like you're golden.
All right, 252 WCMF. Again, we got an Instagram message last week. Jesse, who is listening right now and giving us all the more information about the new gifts he's getting, writes, quote, break room holiday advice. I have a new job. I'm 7 months in. People are dropping gifts on my desk when I'm not around. WTF does a guy do here? I'm certainly not in the position to buy gifts for all these people, but I get crippling guilt. You say you have to buy and you have to match the price for everybody. Kimmy says you can find a way to skimp. I mean, for example, Salt writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. I think a decent response would be cookies or treats for the office. You can cover everyone for $30 and
like a party platter? Or like cookies?
I think, bless you.
Yeah, that would work.
You make it.
Okay.
It's not as personal, though.
No, I mean, but if it's nice stuff.
I'm saying, like, I think you would have to, like, make individual cookies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, make, like, little platters for everybody.
I like the party platter. Everybody takes what they want. Mm-hmm. How about when I'm fancy cheese things?
Fancy cheese things?
Yeah, like that's not cheap. Hickory Farms cheese and sausage.
Those are expensive.
But how would you do that for everybody? Like you're saying, just bring in one platter for everybody
to
enjoy.
Out there and just help yourself.
Hey, everybody, here's some midday cheese.
And summer sausage.
What a psycho. What psycho eats midday
really
cheese?
Weird.
And as I love midday
hey,
cheese.
Hey, everyone, come get some cheese.
Midday cheese
on
may
me.
Be the best cheese you could eat.
Midday cheese is my favorite dad cover band that plays the California Brew. We're midday cheese, thank you. Lindsay writes us. I love gift giving. The gesture of making you smile, worth the trouble, time, or money. Don't cut yourself off from the community because you can't afford the same kindness right now. I get pen pals from my girlfriend back home, and I love it. A glitter-filled card and a thinking of you. So write them letters of thanks.
Oh, that's it?
That would be weird to do for coworkers. You could do that.
But you don't give them anything?
For somebody you love and know.
Wait, I get an envelope with coworker? Nothing in it?
Yeah.
That sucks.
No, I think, hold on, let's walk through this. And I want you to listen to me before you freak out. If I got a coworker something,
yeah,
and they responded with a handwritten thank you note instead of like some other
thank
thing,
you so much.
I think that would mean more to me.
It,
than
I
like,
am poor.
Means
yes,
something,
fine.
I guess.
I can't afford
yeah.
anything right now.
That's what we're discussing.
I am so hungry.
You tried to do my voice, but I was doing the voice better.
I guess it's showing.
Oh, no, drink me. You got to throw football in the second half. Oh, no. You got to get more cheeks.
You're pretty good getting your cheeks in there.
48 yards of interception in the second half. Oh, no. MVP. Oh, no. Go ahead, Kim.
Is that how you sound Saturday night?
Oh, for God's sake.
Load lips.
How about you get some more expensive jokes?
The thank you at least shows that you acknowledge it. Like,
I like this.
No,
thank
yeah,
you.
Like,
yes.
Like, you're not, you know, you appreciate it. You acknowledge it. Even if I can't get you something, I just want you to know that, you know,
thinking
I enjoy
of you.
It, yeah.
John's got a great idea.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
He writes, just buy the chocolate at the self-checkout. Wink.
Ooh.
He means shoplift.
Walk. Gotcha. Yeah, walk it out.
Give me.
It took me a second.
Why is it cheaper at the self-checkout?
Well,
oh, no, it's cheaper at the self-checkout.
Chocolates the self-checkout. No,
yeah, Kimmy's done? All right. All right. There are a lot of people writing, both Mandy and John.
Yeah.
Suggest. Scratch offs.
Oh.
That is like the worst gift.
Well, no, it's
no,
not.
It's not.
It is.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
But if a coworker
hits,
you're going to be pissed.
And if I don't, and if I get that gift and I get nothing, hey, thanks for the paper.
Hey, you know that mug you got me?
Yeah.
No chance that skyrockets in value.
Wouldn't you rather have a scratch off rather than something you're never going to use or just sits on your desk?
No, because I'm not going to hit anything on a scratch-off.
And the problem with scratch-offs, too, is you know exactly what it costs because it says on
the
scratch-off.
Yeah.
So if they spent $20 on chocolate and I buy you a $5 scratch-off, it's still uneven.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You kind of also look like a degenerate. Like, it's okay to give your friends and family scratch-offs because they know you.
Mm-hmm.
If you give a stranger a scratch-off, you look like a psychopath.
Yeah. Or not a psychopath. You look trashy.
Oh, my God.
You look trash.
I don't think scratch-offs are trash.
I think as a gift to a coworker, you kind of look
like
trash.
Holidays and stuff, it's a common thing.
No, because it kind of looks like you're buying scratchers every day.
Well,
and you just grabbed them as an impulse.
I'm kind of with Tommy. If I'm a stranger that gets a scratch-off from someone I don't know well,
you're a chain smoker.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, if there's one thing Jesse should be thankful for here.
Oh, good thanks, Jesse.
It's that his coworkers are doing it the way they did it. Because we got this Instagram message last Thursday.
Yeah.
Which means Jesse has all week to figure out.
To prep.
Yeah, exactly. Could you imagine if all of these gifts showed up the day before everyone was going
screwed.
Off, right?
Yeah, you're screwed.
Right?
Nothing you can do.
Do you think they did that for him on purpose?
Well, if they did, it was pretty nice of them.
Yeah.
Give them the heads up.
Because you can't really come out and say when somebody starts, like, hey, we are a gift-giving office.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You kind of have to force
them. We care.
Yeah. Well, look,
we do. We care.
That does show you
No,
care.
I'm just saying we care.
No, I don't know why.
Oh, no, we care. Do you care?
There is one way out of this.
Quit?
Well, no. Okay, that. Other than quitting. But it comes with a commitment for the rest of the time you're there. If you were to come up with an excuse that you are of a religion that doesn't do gifts. Okay, that would work.
Yes.
But you got to roll with that the rest of the time you work there.
And you would have to live your
Make
life
Make sure it's
that
not one of the religions that ends up in the news a lot.
Okay.
No birthday cake for you.
Exactly. Like if you go with Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't celebrate gift-giving
Anything.
Holidays.
But Mormons do celebrate, right?
Mormons celebrate sometime. Christmas. I don't know what they
no
do
gift?
With the gifts. No, I think they do gifts. How do they get all those like ATVs you see on those weird-ass rich Mormon shows on TLC?
Oh.
I don't know.
But let's go with Jehovah's Witness just because I'm kind of familiar with that, right? Kimmy's right. You can't have, you don't celebrate birthdays, no cake. Like, there were two kids that were Jehovah's Witness when I was
in elementary
school.
They had to leave the room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Quick sidebar. I think I've told this story. I was unfamiliar with Jehovah's Witnesses, but they were a black family that were Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
And because I was so young, I assumed that Jehovah's Witness folks that were Jehovah's Witnesses were only black.
No, that makes sense.
What
I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was the only Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're exposed to.
So when I was 15, I got a knock at the door of my parents' house of Jehovah's Witnesses, and they were a couple of white nerdy guys. And I was like, this, they're trying to break in the house.
These are ripping me off, these man.
Scam.
You're not Jehovah's Witnesses. You're white people. Nice try, whitey.
Was Prince a Jehovah's Witness?
Yeah.
Or Michael Jackson?
Both of them.
They both were?
Yes.
Wow. Because I think Prince actually went out and knocked on doors.
He did, yes.
With that guitar and everything.
Could you imagine living in St. Paul, Minnesota? You answer your door.
And it's Prince.
Prince is trying to convert you.
I'm in. It's Prince.
What are you doing?
I mean, there's certain celebrities. I'm not a religious person, but you could have like a, you know, one of them. I'm in. You're a celebrity. I can't turn down. You could turn down Prince.
Yeah, I don't want to be a Jehovah's Witness.
He's like one of the coolest entertainers of all time.
I like cake. I love Prince. I think I like cake
bro,
more.
Bro, you eat the cake.
Look, man, no, you
but
can't.
But you just play the game,
so
bro.
Then why are you converting? What are you?
Because I get to meet Prince and maybe he comes back again.
Why would? But you can't have cake with him.
No, but he can come in my house. We can hang out.
He's going to see what's that cake over there.
Wait, Prince didn't eat any cake.
Well, no, I mean, no, you can eat cake. You just can't celebrate holidays. It's like, you know, it's all about not celebrating the person. All right, here there was going to be one guy. There was always going to be one guy. Royce writes.
Royce
Duffy on WCMF. Don't give them anything to help break the cycle.
Yeah.
Probably every one of them got indoctrinated the same way, and they went, oh, well, I have to buy for all these people. They probably all hate it, except the one person whose idea it was to start this. Break the trauma cycle.
Okay. Man. And then you have no job.
I mean, that's just it. If there is one thing we have learned, this study comes up all the time when we talk about this on the show.
What's that?
It is not the hardest workers that are promoted on a regular basis. It is the most liked people. Study after study after study has shown this. So, look, you're right. Mm-hmm. If you want to be Royce and break the cycle, you can do
that.
You got
to be willing to accept that
you
are now
the bottom.
Dick.
Yes. Well, not the bottom.
You on the bottom, Royce.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The world is about to change for a whole bunch of guys like Tommy.
What's going on?
Well, when it comes to noise caused by taking care of your yard, your property, your argument has always been too early. Well, that's too bad.
Got to get after it, man.
Your sleep is not more valuable than how my yard or driveway looks.
You had all night to sleep.
Well, it turns out, according to the law, you're wrong.
The noise cups.
Because if you want to clear driveway using one of these, you're going to have to wait a lot longer than you thought.
I got to go to work.
Not too bad, bitch. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. It is snow blower season.
Yeah.
They got a lot of work this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're... Let me try this again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I confused myself. Snow blower falls into the same category as lawnmower, leaf blower, etc.
Yeah,
going to make a lot of noise.
Got a motor.
Yeah. You got it. It's going to bother the hell out of your neighbors. And that's totally fine, as long as you do it at a decent hour. That, however, has never been a concern for you.
No.
Right?
It's the morning.
You have always argued with the lawnmower and the snowblower.
Here comes the garbage trucks and everything else is moving around.
Okay. And if this bothers you...
Move.
Okay. Well, it turns out you've been wrong this whole time.
Oh, really?
The city of Rochester has a law.
And the city's loud.
Specifically for snowblowers. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You are only allowed to legally use your snowblower between the hours of 8 a.m. and 10 p.m.
Wait. What if the snow comes in overnight and you got to clear out to go to work? How do you go home?
Great question.
How do you get to
Too
work?
Bad.
That's the stupidest law.
Really?
Check the it rules. Is.
Buckaroo, it's on the books.
And by the way,
baby.
you're not hearing anything. Your house is completely closed up and the heat's going. You can't tell me
what?
It's like
a snowblower or a
you've
lawnmower.
You've never heard a neighbor's snowblower?
It's light. Your house is all buttoned up.
Well, I remember as a kid knowing there could be a possible snow day because you'd hear all the snowblowers start going at like 6 a.m.
But it's quiet. It's not that loud. I get summertime, the windows are open. Y'all weak.
A quote from the city and their bylaws, you are only allowed to use your snowblower between the hours of 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. Excessive noise that is audible beyond the property line is illegal. And
by the way, they run their plow trucks in the middle of the night.
That counts.
Those things are super ass loud.
But that's a quick bang.
That.
You're going to be snowblowing for 5-10 minutes. By the way, that noise counts for your mower in the summertime, too. You can only legally mow between the hours of 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. But this is just for the city of Rochester. Every town and village has their own rules.
Okay.
Right? Now, I am curious, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, if these laws exist in other places and the city, is this something that people have been popped for? Because I get that.
Like, actually got fined.
Yeah, or pulled aside and said, don't do this, right?
Knock it off.
Because I get that the cops aren't going to patrol looking for people snowboarding.
They don't have the time.
But all it would take is someone.
One dick.
Yeah, one of your. Well, no, someone that values their sleep
no,
and is
sleepy
within.
Dick.
Within
the parameters of the laws of this fine country.
100%. I mean, the sleep you get is more valuable than you clearing your driveway or mowing your lawn.
Who's.
Science?
Who's sleeping at 8 o'clock in the morning on a weekday?
People that work from home, people that have different
Wait, you
hours.
Work from home?
What? Yeah, people that
And
work
I got to listen to this crap?
Yeah, well, what? What is the problem?
I got if you got to get your ass up. You do your half your job in your pajamas.
What about people that do shift work?
That's different. Oh, by the way, they probably want to get their driveway cleaned up. They're coming in the middle. That hurts the shift guy.
No, it
yes,
doesn't.
It does.
No, it does, because I remember my dad would come home from working overnight, and he would just... shovel or snowblow the driveway before he took a nap.
Yeah, he's up.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is this. You do not have to snowblow your driveway at 6 or 7 a.m.
Yes, you do. If you got to get out of the house.
Sure, hold on.
We just got snow overnight today.
Oh,
yeah. How
oh,
are you
no.
getting out?
What
do
oh,
you
no,
have to leave your house at like 7?
Short of a generational snowstorm, you can blast out of your driveway and blow it when you get home. It's not that big a deal. short of a 5-foot generational snowstorm, you can get out of the snow.
You could slip and break a hip.
How are you not? You're more
like breaking neck.
You're more likely to slip blowing your driveway, walking the entire length of the driveway.
No, I got my good work boots. Okay. On.
So, you know how you could get around this without pissing off your neighbors?
Right.
Snowblow their driveway.
And she's right. You would have to snowblow every driveway that can hear it.
I'm not doing
like
all that.
All right,
well then,
yeah.
Shut up and wait till 8.
Hey, by the way, does it go for like private companies that plow your driveway?
That's a good question. 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Those make noise.
Yeah. I don't know why there would be a difference there. That's a really good question. Do you plow drivers that are contracted? Do you have to wait till after 8 o'clock in the morning in the city?
I see them out there early. I mean, because if you have a long list of people, you got to get to.
Our guy comes at like this morning. He was there at 3 o'clock.
Oh.
3:30. Yeah, like 3:30.
So, yeah, there's no way that's legal.
Yes, it is.
Somebody, if you live in Tommy's neighborhood, you should call.
Shut up.
Call the Village of Pittsburgh. You
He's
said it.
Good.
You're the one that
I
said it.
I didn't say it twice.
Look, I mean, when it comes to my sleep, my kids sleep.
The kids sleep till 10 o'clock in the morning.
I would much rather
And they're not even in school now.
I would much rather. They have one more week of school. I would much rather have my peace and quiet than a clear driveway.
Oh,
I would
no.
much rather have happy neighbors than a clear driveway.
F your neighbors. Let's see some blacktop.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. For years, Tommy has argued that snow blowing and lawn mowing at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning is totally
tree
fine.
Tree trimming.
And he goes, why would you trim your trees at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Get them knocked out. Get it to the curb. The guys are going to pick it up from the town.
Okay. And you've said, oh, you don't like it? Well, too bad. Well, it turns out the city of Rochester has a law. You are not allowed to use your lawnmower or your snowblower outside of the hours of 8 a.m. and 10 p.m., which means if you do it before 8 a.m., you are breaking the law.
You're in trouble.
You're
buddy.
A law breaker. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Dana. Hey, Dana, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
Good. Dana, what do you got for us?
Go Bills.
Go Bills!
I'd like to say that there's a lot of Amazon drivers that come during the day, and if you don't plow the driveway for them, isn't that a liability as well?
All right, Dana, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, buddy. How many Amazon drivers have ever shown up in your house before 8 o'clock in the morning?
Not too many, but during the day, if I don't snow plow before I leave...
Because you leave early.
Because he's saying he'll be gone, so he'll be able to do it during the day.
What time you leave your house in the morning, Dana?
Generally around 6.
Okay. Well, it looks like you better get yourself a lawyer because it's against the law to be snow blowing your driveway. Dana, there's no law that says you can't shovel it.
Oh, there's like a lot of shoveling, though.
It is a lot of shoveling.
Maybe he's an older guy. What if he has a heart attack because of your laws?
Look, now...
You going to come hold his hand?
We did have a discussion about that.
We did. Now, Dana,
you can sue.
Dana, I feel bad for you. You seem like a really nice guy. But
sue,
look,
D.
Don't put your cheeseburgers and cigarettes on me, man. You should have taken care of yourself better. Go shovel that driveway.
Okay, fair enough.
Dana, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
All right, thanks, guys.
Look,
sometimes the shoveling's even louder and it lasts longer.
Wait, you're telling me you're pre 8 a.m. snowblower?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, because you know what? It actually helps you get up in the morning because now you know you got to give yourself some extra time.
Saturday morning, 6:30
well,
in the morning.
Why would you have to do it early Saturday?
I love how, because you get up early during the week.
Yeah.
What if they have a Saturday job? They got to be out of the driveway. Right. Amazon drivers come at 6:30.
I don't know.
Don't get mad at me because of laws.
It's not like it's an everyday thing.
I would just do it and break the law.
Okay.
What are they going to do?
And you bring me to my larger point.
What's that?
Look, no matter how you
Anarchy.
Feel, no matter how you feel about the snow blowing law in the city of Rochester, can we at least all agree the earlier someone wants to do outside chores, the bigger dick they are?
No.
We can. You can draw a straight line to what kind of personality you are dealing with. To what time they want to start making noise outside.
But I'm up early.
No one with a laid-back personality would even entertain the idea of making noise like that before 8 a.m.
Because you're some slack-ass neighbor.
I'll go further. And Kimmy, if I'm wrong, I want you to tell
All
me.
Right.
No man that has ever mowed his lawn at 7 a.m. is cool.
But the lawn, though, you don't have to do it in the morning.
Okay.
Like, you don't need your lawn. Like, you need to clear your driveway, potentially, to get in and out of the driveway, to leave for work.
Okay.
The lawn, you can let go until 8 a.m.
Right.
Because there's no need for it to be mowed.
That's fine.
At
That's fine.
6, 7 o'clock in the morning.
That's fine. Kimmy, so you're saying, then, there are lots of cool cats that are out at 6:45 snowblowing their driveway.
That's the coolest guy out there.
Really cool guys that are up
necessary.
Early. They've tucked their... T-shirt into their pants.
Yeah.
They are wearing black socks, whether it's summertime or wintertime, pulled up to their calves. They're out there.
Oh, they're Italian.
They're working. Those guys are cool.
Like, so I used to water my lawn at 3 o'clock in the morning. Because, like, we used to, you know, when I had my house in
so
the summertime.
Set out.
Yeah,
set
so
out.
I would set it up. I was already up, but I fire up the sprinklers in the morning. And then I do my stuff, and I turn them off before I leave. And they're pretty quiet. But you thought I was a dick for doing
You're
that.
You're a huge dick for doing
that. Yeah, if you hear a water sprinkler, man, there's something wrong with you.
Well,
it's semi-quiet.
Bro, you're deaf. You don't know what's louder and what's not loud.
I didn't hear what you said.
Exactly.
Wrong.
Thank you. Jay writes us on Instagram, WCMF. He agrees with Kimmy.
Ah.
He says, snowblower at 6 a.m. for 10 minutes or a shovel scraping nonstop across the ground for 20. What does that sound like? We are a multi-million dollar media company.
There's your sound effect.
There is the sound effect for
the human
day.
Beatbox.
252-WZMF, 252-9263. Again, we are talking about how the city of Rochester, it turns out, has a law about snowblowers and lawnmowers. You are not allowed to use them. Make noise that emanates from your property between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m., which means you have to wait until 8 a.m. to start using your snowblower or lawnmower. Tommy is freaked out. Here's the thing. When it comes to the snow blowing early, when it comes to the lawn mowing early, or the watering, or the tree trimming, it has nothing to do with function. It has everything to do with showing off.
I just want to get it out of the way.
No. But
I'm not showing off in the middle of the early morning. Who am I showing off for?
It makes me laugh that you go, you want to get it out of your way.
Yes.
Okay, and here's the thing, man. If you worked three jobs and had a bunch of kids to take care of, I would listen to that argument. Mm. No one that gets up at 6 a.m. to try and mow their lawn has anything else to do during the day.
Yeah, then I had the rest of the day to myself.
To do what? Be depressed?
Drink. I only get depressed when you show up.
You have nothing. You have nothing else to do.
Yeah, you run your mouth before six.
Like, not a single other obligation. I got to get it out of the way so I can do a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Angel. Hello, Angel. How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
What up?
So, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, turn on my snowblower just to get to work.
You're the worst human being I've ever talked to.
How's he getting to work? He's got to go to work.
Oh, come on, get.
That's right, Tommy. You tell him. I gotta get to work.
Angel, what do you drive, Angel? What do you drive?
Well, I'm in a truck. I actually plow for I got to get to my property to plow. So you know what? I got to get to where I got to get to.
Wait a minute.
So he's got to plow himself out before he goes plowing.
You have a plow, but you snowblow?
No. I don't have a plow. I actually plow at work.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Well, bro, here's what you do. Here's what you do, Angel. You get out of your driveway.
We don't have that pilot that you have. Ooh.
Bro, it is nice. It is cush. I highly recommend it. Angel, what you do is you get to work a little bit early. You take the plow. You drive it back to your house. You plow it for free. You go back and do your work.
Fired.
I do get there early. That's why I got to get my butt out of the driveway.
Angel, I'm sorry. You seem like a nice guy. I want to like you, but I just can't. You're a terrible person.
Ooh, I'm going to go snowblow you at a...
Thank you.
Let us know, blow your house at 2 o'clock in the morning so you can get to work on time.
Angel, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
All right, buddy.
There goes Angel.
I love having the plow guy there early. It's nice.
I
get up, open up the garage, it's all cleaned off. It's 4:45, and he's gone.
Wow.
Boom.
Living the dream. Done.
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
You're so pathetic.
What?
Well, I just want to know that it's done. I'd like to know that the job is done.
Yes. But you don't care what your house looks like.
No, bro, I know that I can get out of my driveway. Nobody has a car short of a go-kart.
Hey, you're the only one in this room that's had multiple driveway issues.
I had one pizza driver get stuck in my driveway one time.
He's still there.
We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. All right. I don't know anything about this man.
Yeah.
But based on his name, I already know what side he's on.
Okay.
Daryl's on CMF. Hey, Daryl, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Listen, I got a neighbor who has a dog that barks until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I got a neighbor on the other side that's remodeling his house. He's up pounding until 11:30, 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but that's because Tommy's mom was
up
over.
At 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, Daryl, so you're doing it out of revenge?
No, he's got barking and pounding.
That's right.
Barking and pounding. Pounding and barking. Sorry, Daryl, go ahead, buddy.
I'm doing it out of revenge. If they don't like it, too bad.
Daryl, you have so much hate in your heart.
Kick rocks.
Friend.
Have fun, Daryl.
Kick rocks. Daryl, who hurt you, man?
Have a good day, guys. Go Darryl. Bills.
Go Bills. There goes Daryl. No, don't side with the Bills when you're saying these terrible things.
I was going to say, everybody's like, wants to be old man angry today, but they can't because the Bills won.
What a great day. And in the way they won, too. We'll finish it up with Andrew.
I'm only semi-mad about this today.
Andrew writes us on Instagram. We'll wrap it up with this.
Yeah.
He writes, funny. My family never had a snowblower growing up, never had a problem getting to work and school, and it used to snow way worse in the 90s. Interesting point made by Andrew there, buddy.
Yeah, we were tougher back then. Yeah, they had snowblowers.
Yeah, we were tougher back then. We got soft. You soft-ass bitch. Yeah, but it wasn't. Snowblowers weren't like a super common thing
back then.
I don't
know. I remember a lot of my neighbors having them.
I did not have a single
Well, you grew up poor.
I did not grow up poor. My neighborhood was not poor. My dad was terrible with money. There is a difference. No, man, there was not a snowblower in my neighborhood.
Really?
When I was growing up, not
There's
one.
Nice
I mean, mix. Since I've lived here, every neighborhood I mostly snowblow.
Yeah, when
or have a service.
In Cornhill, you had snowblowers.
Well, no, because you don't. No, because that's city, dick.
Yeah. What does that have to do with it? This rule is in the city. That's what we're talking.
No,
what, you're
saying
city people can't afford snowblowers?
No, but nobody had a.
Oh.
You don't have as much to snowblow.
No, we had a parking lot.
Oh, you had a parking lot.
I think the landlord did it.
The landlord snowblow?
Or
shoveled? Plowed. Or yeah, what happened?
I can't remember to say the truth.
Yeah, you did a lot of drinking.
It was cleared out when I left.
Yeah, but it's because they had him go out and tell jokes for 5 minutes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We got lots of time for arguing. Kimmy?
Yeah?
Let's kick this thing off.
Tommy told it like it is. And now we find out how it was. Excuse post game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Let's get to our first pick from Tommy. Let's see if over under 1.5 a touchdown for Stephon.
This is a tough one. Yeah. I'm going to take the under on that. I do like the
hold
kid.
Hold on.
Okay. I do like the kid, okay. but I'm hearing some information. I'm taking it all in. I'm kind of mixing around, and my conclusion is I think he will not.
Before you make your final decision.
That is my final decision.
Granted, yesterday we told you that the Bills are getting healthier. Yesterday, out of nowhere, the best corner maybe in the AFC, Christian Benford.
Savior of last weekend's game.
The last two.
Yeah.
He was in a walking boot. Yeah. And we don't know what that means for Sunday.
That could be jive. That could be total McDermott.
You can't jive that way.
I can put on
a
shoe. The NFL tells me what shoe I can wear?
You'd be fined at like $500,000 and it would cost you a draft pick. No, it has happened in the past.
I don't like your shoe. Okay. You pay $1,000 for that shoe.
To be clear.
To be clear.
You are under 1.5 a touchdown for Stephon Diggs. Stephon, by the way, not drive. Christian Benford did not dress yesterday.
I don't like that.
We're okay. Deep breaths. Stephon Diggs yesterday, 3 catches, 26 yards, no touchdown.
Damn.
They shut him down yesterday. Like, silent shut him down after that 140-yard some-odd performance he had in that first matchup. But, I mean, Kimmy, this does go along with what McDermott is known for.
In what way?
So, once McDermott sees a team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a coin flip, right? When McDermott sees a team, a new coach, new players for the first time, he doesn't know. But he makes his adjustments, and the defense will never get beat the same way when he sees a team the second time.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
There was at one point, I'm like, oh no, is this going to be the Mac Hollins game? You know, because he was making some pretty good catches there in the first half.
But that would have made sense. If Mac Hollins went off for 120 yards, you would have never seen that coming.
Right.
I mean, McDermott doesn't prepare for it.
It wasn't the same as last time.
They shut Stephon Diggs down, man. 26 yards on 3 catches. By the way, one of them was for 16 yards. So his other 2 catches averaged 5 yards a catch.
He's got to be pissed.
Yeah. They did show him at the end of the game.
But he was melting down.
He was not melting down.
He was melting down.
The weirdest stat.
I felt bad for him.
Of Stephon Diggs' career.
What's that?
He has played 4 games against the Buffalo Bills as an opponent. No touchdown catches.
Wow.
Well, he was hurt for. Oh, no.
No. These are 4 active games that he has played. No touchdowns. So you're 1-0, buddy.
Look at that.
All right. Here we go. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy on CMF. Over under. 2.5 touchdown passes for Josh Allen.
I say the boy be peaking. Boy's peaking.
Yeah.
He's looking good.
Okay.
I'm going to take the over on that.
Two of his. He hasn't had a 3 touchdown game in 6 games, the last 6 games against the Patriots.
I understand. Okay. But I was told, you know them old games? Mm-hmm. You put them back there.
Yeah.
It's all new team.
Uh-huh.
All new formations.
No, it's not what I said.
If we're going to move forward, folks.
None of this.
This is a new team and a new direction. It's a forward pass.
So to be clear. You are over 2.5 touchdown passes for Josh Allen. Weird day for Josh Allen.
I thought he had it.
No, here's the thing.
He had 6 touchdowns.
He won them that game. He did not have 6 touchdowns.
Well, they had 6 touchdowns.
5.
But you would not know 5 straight.
No, they had
6
touchdowns.
Six total.
Josh Allen won them that game. But if you read the stat line, you wouldn't think. He went 19-28 for 193 yards. But he did have 3 touchdown passes. And it was by any means necessary game for Josh. Like we said this morning. He ran the ball 11 times and did not score a rushing touchdown, which is insane. They used him like a running back.
Yeah.
There are starting running backs in the league who will go games without running the ball 11 times. And that is the second week in a row that Josh Allen has played mistake-free football. Mm-hmm. It's also
no turnover.
And the second week in a row that they let a furious comeback. The weirdest thing about yesterday, the stat.
What was that?
They were down 21-0. We all remember.
Yeah.
24-7 at halftime. The Patriots turn the ball over one time, the Bills win the game. When the Bills win the turnover battle, no matter what situation they are in, they win that game.
Okay.
I mean, think of the last couple of weeks. That game against Pittsburgh, nothing going. Turnover, Bills furious comeback. That game against the Bengals, you are down, right?
Yeah.
Couple turnovers, everything's over. That game, Mac Jones, same difference, Drake May, turns that ball over. It's an arm punt. They march down the field and score a touchdown. 90-yard touchdown drive. If you turn the ball over against this team, you lose.
And that was my theory when I was doing these picks.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
That was what I was deducing.
Mule postgame excuse Monday. He is 2-0. Look at you, buddy.
Flying.
Let's get to our third pick from Tommy on Friday on CMF. over under 250 yards passing for Patriots quarterback Drake May.
Well, you brought up those last two games, right?
He's never thrown for under 250.
And what I was told, forget about them two games.
Okay.
Games do not matter because these are all two new teams.
Fresh slate.
Fresh slate. Drastically different teams are going to be on this field from what you saw earlier in the season. What I was told. So those stats are irrelevant. We got to look forward, Patrick. I will take the under.
Drakesy.
You know
what? Drakesy. This kid's milk toast.
Okay, so to be clear.
To be clear, her,
you are
milk toast Drake May.
Under 250 yards passing for Patriots quarterback Drake May. Your MVP favorite, Drake May, going into yesterday's game. 14 of 23, no touchdown passes, a Trey White interception, while throwing for 155 yards.
Three in a row, baby.
You're 3-0, but I would like to crap on Drake May some more.
Oh, go ahead.
That's the best quarterback in the NFL? That's what we heard the last couple of weeks, right? He's the best quarterback in the NFL. The first half of that broadcast, all we heard.
Yeah.
That's what the best quarterback in the NFL does. Passing the torch. Drake May can run too. He's a new Josh Allen. Look at him go. Can I sidebar?
Sure.
J.J. Watt is the worst color man in the NFL. What you're watching is they run the ball and then they tackle the ball.
He doesn't seem very comfortable.
No, he does not. That dude is such a tryhard. He is such a tryhard. He looks like a bear in a suit.
But they also give him like, he's not like even on the A team, right?
No.
He's like B team, C team.
Well, he's working his way up, which again, you
should. But usually guys at that high profile get the hotter seat.
You got to be good, though.
Yeah, they have no problem, like, you know, demoting you if you're not you're not up to par.
Drake May is running down the field! Drake May is running! Look at him run down the field! Drake May, passing of the torch until the second half, till you got to go win the game,
and
Drake
then you
May.
Had that major blowout.
You're 3-0.
Yeah.
You are 3-0 right now.
Looking good.
Could we make it a 5-0 week?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's find out together with Tommy's fourth pick on CMF. Tommy, do the Bills beat the Patriots? And if so, is it by two or more points?
Ooh, ding me. Got it.
Oh, no.
I mean, I think the Bills are going to beat the Patriots. I think based on my picks.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Right?
So the direction this seems to be
going.
We
did get that direction. Now, I guess now we're looking, moving, can we farther afield?
Yeah.
I'm going to put those other games behind us. I don't care. I was told the matter, new team, new direction. So I'm going to say...
I'm not looking at you.
It's a point difference?
Point and a half. It would have to be 2 points.
I think they could muster up a few more points than that.
If it's a one-point win, which these games do get close against New England. No, they do.
Pat. Well, I think they will cover this game.
Okay, good. So they win and they cover.
I think they,
Don't.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Don't do it.
I think they're going to handle them pretty good.
So that means.
Well, maybe it wasn't me.
I'm asking. Just say it, stupid.
I'm thinking we may be seeing a goddamn New England blowout, buddy. A blowout.
Wait,
a 10-pointer. I mean, technically, the second half was a blowout.
No.
Can we agree on that?
No.
Because
they blew them out the second half. That wasn't a blowout in the second half?
They didn't take the lead until late in the second half.
They were getting blown out in the first half.
Right, but then they turned it around.
But they got blown out.
But the game ends on the second half.
Yeah.
So the first half shouldn't count.
But they still didn't win by 10.
Well, if the first half shouldn't count, then how are you arguing the Patriots are still a good team? Because that was your argument this morning.
They're good. They're good when it doesn't count.
Yeah, but they didn't get blown out, so that's a mess.
Man, what a rip.
Buddy. All right, here is
you
your...
You did it to yourself.
You did. You really did.
Made your own best sleep in it. You did this year.
No, you did. You did
talked yourself into it.
Talk yourself into it. You run your damn mouth, back yourself in the corner, then you cry wolf.
Are you ready for the strangest stat of the Bills season so far?
Yes.
Bills are 10-4, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are, I mean, as of yesterday, they had the second most yards in the NFL period. Their offense clicks, even though it doesn't look like it sometimes. But this year, games in which the Bills have scored 21 points, they are undefeated. If they do not score 21 points,
they suck.
They lose.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make any sense. Like, look at this. They lost to New England the first game, they scored 20. They lost to Atlanta, they scored 14. They lost to Miami, they scored 13. They lost to Houston, they scored 19. Every other game that they have won, they have scored at least 21 points.
Well, that's how you play the game, Patrick. You have to flat out outscore them.
No, but it's weird. 21 points is not a ton of points in the NFL. It's like, I mean, I don't know what the average per game is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all you have to do.
Three touchdowns.
You get the three touchdowns, you win the game.
Look at that.
That's all you have to do. when you play with a lead, they win this game.
Okay.
Just get the three touchdowns.
Well, that's what McDermott should be telling these guys.
All right. All right. So you're
come
three
on,
keep
Sean.
Scoring.
Start doing it.
You're 3-1.
Yep.
All right. All we have
good
left.
Week.
4-1 will be a good week. Or 4-1 will be a good week if you can pull it out here. Let's see what we got for a bonus pick on CMF.
Not so fast, buddy. I say at the end of this game, I think the Bills do handle him.
Okay.
I think you're right. I think the Patriots are a fraud. They suck.
You've not
they
have been
playing
that.
A bunch of chumps. They have not beaten anybody
up.
Where the goddamn, at the end of the game, Mr. Emotional is going to have a meltdown on the sideline.
Who's Mr. Emotional this week?
My guy, Stephon Diggs. You know he's very emotional.
Yeah.
He's going to have a meltdown.
What's
on
a
that
meltdown?
Side. Oh, you're going to see it. Helmets screaming at
people.
Oh,
he's going to slam his helmet?
He's going to be a crazy drama queen on that sidelines at the end of the game.
But that's all the time.
No. This is going to be ugly.
By the way, no, he
this
wouldn't.
Be, yeah.
Even if the Patriots lose this game, if they win out, they win the division.
I mean,
it's not over
still
yet.
In a
he's
good
not
going to
like what happened. He's not going to be getting the ball. He's going to be a little drama queen. It's going to be over for him.
So your bonus pick is a Stephon Diggs meltdown on the sideline.
Total meltdown.
Total Tommy Ding.
This team's a fraud.
Tommy Ding.
They've been lying the whole time.
You have argued with me about
they're
this.
They're going to get pantsed.
Tommy Ding.
How is that not right?
I didn't see tears.
He didn't melt down.
He melted down like crazy.
There was nothing. In fact,
actually, if anything,
you don't think he was pissed off?
Here's the thing. He might have been pissed off, but he was also Mr. Play It Cool guy. Because I think after the game, I saw him like, you know, we need some adversity, and it's good for the team.
It's
and
exactly
like
what
he tried to
do,
like
covering
spin
up
it,
his
you know?
Emotions,
he
which is still
okay.
Emotion.
But he didn't show any emotion.
Paraphrasing, he said this loss is good for them.
Yeah, he was giving high fives to everybody after the game.
I broke up with her. She didn't break up with me.
Yeah.
3-2. I mean, it's respectable.
This is great, considering how crazy the game was.
It's the best week you've had in a long time.
Sure is. Yeah.
So congratulations, buddy. Way to go. Now we look on to Cleveland.
So on to Cleveland, nice win there.
That didn't work out for that guy.
No, he was going to Chicago.
No, I understand. I'm just saying it like that. All right, let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.